Hello. Thank you for your call to Daily Inspiration. I'd like you to turn to a passage in Matthew. Let's go to Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. Jesus, in this passage, is about to make his appearance where John the Baptist is baptizing at River Jordan. And John the Baptist speaks in verse 11 of chapter 3 in Matthew. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Jesus was about to approach the baptism there where John was. And John pronounced that he can dip you in the river and cover you with water and bring you up again, because you're confessing your sins and you're wanting to have a clean life and an open testimony that you want to serve Jehovah God. But he said, there's one among you. He's called Messiah. He's called Jesus. He is mightier than John. He's mightier than Moses. He's mightier than Elijah. He's mightier than any that ever came. And John declares that his shoes, John said, I couldn't wear his shoes. I'm not worthy to bear. Another gospel says he wasn't worthy to unlatch his sandal. And he said he is going to baptize you not with just water, which is only an outward sign of what we really hope happened on the inside, but he is going to make something evident that the life is really new. And it's going to be a baptism with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This is where God himself is going to take residence internally in mankind to govern and lord his life and give him the power to be holy. It's called the Holy Ghost here. And he also mentions the fire. The fire is the purity. It is the zeal. It is the reality. It is the energy of the Christian. And it says that his fan is in his hand, and he's going to do a separation. He's going to purge. He's going to purge the wheat from the chaff. And he's going to separate what is good and what is wholesome and what is right. But the rest is going to be burned with an unquenchable fire. Well, how are you doing today in your life? Have you been baptized with water unto repentance? If you have, you've obeyed the Bible, because Jesus said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. So that is definitely right. Jesus said to go baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So if you've been baptized with water and you've truly repented and called on the Lord for salvation, then you're on the right track. But what about this one? Are we afraid of this passage? Who dares preach it in this day? That there's something more than just a baptism and a belief and a prayer and a confession. But he's speaking of a Holy Ghost that lives in us and a fire. Oh, my friends, I think there's something more we need. I think we need a reality of the Spirit of God, the sanctifying, regenerating, and miracle-working power has to work in us somehow. You know, the Bible speaks in Romans 8 of a quickening of the Spirit. And I believe that's what God wants to do in us. He wants to make us alive. He wants to display his power and his testimony in our lives. I think it's so needful for us to have this double baptism. I don't believe that it's just something that we get automatically. I believe it's something that we should seek after. In the book of Acts, it said that God gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey Him. So we see that Jesus said in another passage that if you are evil and you know how to give your children good gifts, He said, how much more would He give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? So I believe it's important to ask God. It's important to be obedient. It's important to seek God for that baptism. You see, as soon as Jesus was ascending up into heaven and He was going to go back to the Father, you know, Peter and James and John could have gone out right away preaching the resurrection and the ascension and the soon return of Jesus. But they didn't. Jesus said, you're not ready to do that. It would have been right to, but He said to go and tarry at Jerusalem and wait until you be endued with power from on high. And there was a need for them to go and spend some time alone with God until they got endued with the power, till they got filled with this Holy Ghost and fire, till they got baptized with this baptism that's not by immersion, but it's by the Spirit of God coming to live in a man. And then the promise was after those at Pentecost had received it. This wasn't something for the early church or the 12 apostles or exclusive to the 120 in the upper room. He said this promise is to not just for you and for your children, but it's for all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God would call. So I just want you to seek God for this real baptism, not just an experience, but that God would possess me and you in such a way. I don't believe that we possess the Holy Ghost. I believe He wants to possess us. He wants to control us. He wants to make us His children. Sincerely. Well, God bless you today as you seek this infilling from God. Seek the power of God and the reality and holiness of God. If you have a question or want to leave us a message of any sort, please do so by pushing 099 and you will enter the voicemail. And God bless your day.